Probably good that he didn't keep rambling. Maybe we should start the show, Mark.
Right, okay, here we
Maybe.
Go.
Maybe. Well, should I start it now? Oh, wait, like right now?
Right now.
Nicole, you're hosting?
No.
It's starting right now. This is going now.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Overseas Connection podcast, episode 432. Today is July 29th, 2017, and I'm finally back. Just one of your gracious hosts on this show, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law. And we are a show about video games and life. Definitely probably more about life than video games. But we'll try and drop some knowledge here and there. On the show today, we have behind the scenes, mixing everything together, doing the yeoman's job that none of us want to do, Mr. Mark Wright.
Hello, Greg. Hello, everyone. Yes, I've got a new setup, and I'm very happy, and it is awesome. So thank you, Robin.
No problem, mate.
You are definitely set up.
Yeah, when we go through story time, I'll go through it, because that's part of my story time.
Okay. All right. Well, and speaking of Robin,
hey.
Robin Tate,
hey,
back from Adventures.
Too, right?
We've got lots to cover there as well, so
yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's been 3 or 4 weeks since I've been on. Robin Tate here in Ballymena, Northern Ireland. Good evening, everybody. Looking forward to a good show. And great to get back. And the kids were looking after everything when we were away, and they've done such a good job. And Nicole, she's turned into a real pro. Not one that stands in the corner of the street sort of thing. But a podcasting pro, really, really good. Really, I'm
keep digging.
Really, really
keep digging.
Really, really impressed. It's like you had high heels on. It was just that walk. You walked the walk and talked the talk. It was
let's characterize this right. The first show was like the first time she had heels
okay,
on.
It was yeah.
There was
yeah,
a little wobbling. Yeah. There was
She'll
a little
always
wiggle,
remember it, but it wasn't that
then,
good.
Yeah, then the second show, it was like these were slippers, and she just, you know, right down the walkway.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the first time, you're always nervous, and you're always excited about it, and will it be good? And
is it
going to
hurt?
It's over before you know it. And then the second time, you're relaxing into it, and everybody around you enjoys it. Well, that's if there's a camera set up. And there was. And it was brilliant. It was really good. The people were tweeting in saying it was fantastic, and they loved it. And they wanted more. And we should have had one of those pay phone lines set up. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Now, it is unfortunate that we do have to tell everybody that she's been fired.
How about that? It's good while it lasted.
Yep, good while it lasted. No, Nicole Radowski, also on the show. Nicole, thank you so much, not only for covering the first time, but also last week. Last week was kind of unexpected. I was originally going to host, and then last minute I thought, I should not do this. And that was probably good thinking on my part.
Very good thinking. For
husband and wife relationships, I decided to spend time with my wife on her birthday, even though we were postponing our plan. But that's – more importantly, you stepped up and jumped right in, and that show was great. It really was. So well done, Nicole.
Appreciate it.
All right.
It was a lot of fun.
It showed. All right. Well, speaking of a lot of fun, we've got a lot to talk about today. Lots of things to cover. A lot of life stuff. So, as I alluded to at the beginning of the show, we are a video game podcast. We talk about video game stuff, but we also talk about life because, let's face it, video games – it's not all video games in life. There's other stuff. So we've had a lot going on. Now, Robin, you probably had the most going on out of anybody I've ever known for the past 3 weeks or so.
Yeah. I kind of take over Facebook for about 2 weeks. Look me up on Facebook if you want, Robin Tate, and have a look. So for holidays, I get an opportunity at night time after we've had our day's adventures to go play your jingle.
Can please I play my jingle, oh, please?
Yes, play your jingle.
Christ, yes, play your jingle.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Oh, see?
Oh, that was a good one.
Here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
There you go. That's all it was.
Excellent. Well, that's good. I get to take over, get a chance to do some video and some editing, because I don't get that when I'm at home normally. So I try to do things on holiday that are memory creative, the things that you wouldn't normally do. You know, lying on the beach is not me. The odd, great for the odd day or two. So we were away in the States for about 2 weeks, and we've done lots of weird and wonderful stuff, you know, from cycling along Venice Beach in Los Angeles to riding over the Golden Gate Bridge to going up into Yosemite and flying a helicopter into the Grand Canyon. All of those,
Robin,
really...
Robin, when you went over Grand Canyon in the helicopter, did you start shouting this through the windows? America,
fuck yeah! Sorry. You wouldn't believe me if I said yes, because yeah, as we took off in the helicopter, they started off with the Top Gun music, and I couldn't stop myself going, yeah, Jester's dead. Anyway, you know, we had a fabulous trip. We had literally 2 days that one of them Judith lay about. In fact, I didn't have any days that I lay about, because the days that Judith lay in the cabana up in Yosemite at the pool, and the second day she lay at the pool in Las Vegas, that first day, Charlie and I went mountain biking up into the hills and by ourselves for hours. And the second time, Joshua and I went off to the Pinball Hall of Fame in Los Angeles. So I was doing something mad every day. But one of the highlights was going to San Francisco and going over to Alcatraz with a family that 2/3 of which are absolutely beautiful, and Greg. So Greg's beautiful family and ourselves got the ferry over to Alcatraz. We'd done the Alcatraz tour. And I sent some pics there. We took pics. It was a beautiful day, and it was a great day's fun. We had great crack, and we had some drinks in the bar. Was it the night before or the night? I don't know. And then we went out for a meal.
Both. Yeah, we drank the night before. We drank the night of.
Mm. We got kicked out of the bar into the.
We did. We shut down the hotel bar.
Yeah,
but we were surprisingly tame. You know.
Yeah, we were.
I would like to say we know how to hold our alcohol.
Till you go outside and piss on the street?
Yeah.
Well, we were in a hotel. There was no need to go. I mean, there's plenty of bathrooms in a hotel.
No, it's San Francisco. Everybody pisses in the street in San Francisco.
Also true. And we saw that as evidence as we were walking through Chinatown, which, by the way, at some point, Robin decided, oh, we'll take the trolley back. And somehow or another, we decided not to bother with the trolley, and we just – oh, it's because it was a half-hour wait. That's what it was. It was like a half-hour wait to get on the trolley.
Sure, we can walk it in that time.
So we walked back to the hotel.
When we walked to the Alcatraz, the ferry bit, but it was pretty much flat. But
right.
You know those big hills you see in San Francisco? Well, that was the way back.
Exactly.
That was up, and we had a very heavy buggy that your wife pushed really well. Yeah. We went through.
Cindy was all over it. That was her workout that day.
The middle of Chinatown, and there was a full blown veggie market and fish market, and everything was going on. It was lots of culture.
Not a dog or cat to be seen.
No. But yes, it was fantastic meeting up, Greg. You're everything that I thought you would be, and more.
You know what, Robin, I ditto that. I am everything and that and more. But I would just like to say that your family was lovely, and it was absolutely our pleasure to meet you guys and spend time with you. So
yeah, I'll not do it again, but yeah. Sorry. I hope to do it again. I have to apologize on behalf of my 11-year-old son, who nonstop for every minute that we were with you in your company just didn't fucking shut up.
Greg, this smell. He was dead set. And I would just like you to play this for Charlie as well, by the way. There was a question if anybody has ever escaped from Alcatraz.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Yes. Nobody alive, knowingly or unknowingly, has ever escaped from Alcatraz. There are three persons unaccounted for, but because they have never surfaced again, they did not escape.
No, well, look, that was a great part of our holiday. We had a fantastic trip. Hectic. In fact, it was so fantastic and so knackering. Judith is in Scotland right now on another holiday and is not back until tomorrow. So, yeah, that was great.
Robin, by the way, this is breaking news. I just got actually a gift sent to me. This is part of that trip when we came out to see you. I don't know if you remember us telling you the story of us going over the bridge.
Yes.
And avoiding the toll booth. Well, I got my notice of toll violation.
Yeah, sorry. So sorry to digress. Is there a toll over the Bay Bridge?
Yes.
Oh dear. Right. Well, I'll be getting
$6 ended up costing me $31.
I would say my car hire company will probably do a lot more. Sorry, we're boring people.
Yeah.
We're boring the other hosts.
It's okay. The best part was that I avoided a good 45 minutes of traffic by doing that. So to me, the $31 is worth it.
Mm. Just other things. America was great. I have to say that when we've been to Florida, we go there quite a lot, in pretty much every year for years. And the people there are nice, generally. But it's paid nice. It's right. Almost forced nice. I have to say that everyone we met on that from Los Angeles really surprised me how nice the people were. Genuinely lovely. Every place, Yosemite, San Francisco, Las Vegas, just people went out of their way to help us. And that was really lovely. It is a fantastic country. I know you have your problems, but everybody does. But generally the people are okay, you know? So, thank you, America. Thank you.
You are welcome.
So, as I said, Judith's away at the moment. So she's been away since – what day is it now? It's Saturday. So she went away on early Wednesday or Tuesday. I can't remember. Wednesday morning or Tuesday. And I tell you what, I know I complain about my boys just never getting a minute's peace and quiet. But I have to say, I am lonely. The house is too quiet. I have all this time. Okay, yes, I can't go out and leave because I've got Glenn. But Glenn's not that hard to look after. He goes to bed at 7 o'clock and we're done until the morning. And Joshua's 17, so not hard to look after. So I have all this time to do everything that I want to do, but I can't be arsed doing anything. And that's the problem. I played some games this week. I haven't been sleeping. I've been watching TV too late at night. God, I would be a mess after a month or two without my family. So I'm there coming home tomorrow evening. I can't wait till they come back again. But anyway, all the things that I did when I was in America, there was an Amazon sale. And I went kind of bananas on that Amazon sale. And I ordered the Amazon Alexas and Dots. So they're scattered all over the house now. There's several of them in most of the main rooms. And I ordered some Nest thermostats because everything was half price. And then when I came home, I also went bananas on this whole home automation stuff. And I bought a rake of too many Philips Hue lights.
Right.
So I have them in the other west end of the house where the big screen is. All the spots have been changed. I put an LED Hue light strip in behind everything. So I can go into that room and go, Alexa, strip on sunroom on, kitchen on. I've got the sensor now. When I walk into the master bedroom, into the bathroom, that it just automatically comes on and goes off. I can have multicolored stuff. It's brill. This Alexa thing and Hue and the Nests are getting installed on Thursday. I am going to a fully robotic house. And Judith hates it.
The WhatsApp messages you sent us, Robin.
Oh, brill.
I have them on the soundboard.
Do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah.
This is
yeah.
Robin. Robin getting excited about his Alexa sending it to us guys.
But warn people that that shit sets off their Alexa because it set off mine.
If you have an Alexa, cover her ears.
Yeah. Turn your volume up right now.
Volume up. Alexa, volume up.
Alexa, shut up.
Alexa, I am your father.
No, that's not true. That's impossible.
Alexa, do you work for the CIA?
No, I'm not employed by them. I'm made by Amazon.
Alexa, are you part of Skynet?
I have nothing to do with Skynet. Don't worry.
She's crossing her fingers.
Alexa, who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
That was her best one for me.
Alexa, use the Force.
Can I borrow a lightsaber?
I love this.
But what was most disturbing was this one.
Alexa, play sexy music.
Here's a playlist for sexy music. Sexy R&B.
I've discovered a few things as well. The old Abbott and Costello clip above that about them. You ask it, right. Alexa, who's on first base? And it goes into the whole, yeah, well, who's on first? It's on second. That's who I asked you. It's really, really good.
Who's on first?
I'm really enjoying.
Who's on second? Where's the pitcher?
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, brilliant. Mm-hmm. So it's great because I've got the big one in the kitchen, and that's nice for some because good sound out of it, and then the little dots spread out around the house, and I'm going to try and get slowly because the Hue lights are terribly expensive. But try and go right through the house and do that whole thing with an S and this and yeah.
So
the future is with us.
Do you need the large Echo, the large Alexa to use a little dots?
No.
Oh, you can get the dots on their own.
Yeah, I have the three dots.
Sorry, yeah, they had a sale on the dots. As a matter of fact, I think it's just a couple days ago.
Yeah. Excuse my nose.
So I paid for twice as much for the bigger one then.
Because it's got a good big speaker in it, and I wanted
more basic.
For music. Yeah. So that, and I mean, there is an audio output, so you can connect a phono lead to it, go into your hi-fi, and it lets you do that, through Bluetooth, but from the dots as well, if you wanted. I've got one set beside the bed, but it's as simple now as I go in and go, Alexa, set alarm for 6:30 a.m. Boom, that's it, done. And it goes, thanks, no problem, done. It's simple. I know it sounds stupid, but it's good. I like it.
Alexa, remind Robin not to wipe it on the curtains.
That is the most important thing. Are things that you like it?
Are things that I'm trying to get in with like Judith? Like, okay, I wouldn't be out of milk. I don't know. Alexa, add shaving gel to the shopping list, and it automatically puts it on a shopping list that is shared between Judith and my phone. Do you
really put your shopping list on a phone?
It's a list. So I just automatically add the shopping list.
I have a fucking pen and paper. I just write it as I think about it, and I just write it onto the list. I never use my cell phone.
I make Jenny do it because she always forgets something.
So I can walk in pretty much anywhere in the house now and go, shit, we're out of that. Alexa, add toothpaste to the shopping list. Or Alexa, set a reminder for tomorrow to check the oil. And it'll set a reminder and give me a little reminder beep the following day to go and check the oil in the house. It's cool. It's advanced. It's neat.
Now,
it's
if you nerdy. Could get Alexa to go and service your car and get the oil changed, that would be awesome.
Well, I have to on Monday.
Self-driving cars, that's the future right there.
Judith got her new – we arrived back and Judith's new car was sitting waiting for her. And it has one of these reversing cameras in it and it has – it's fully loaded.
Well, I have all that.
But it's the first time I've seen it, so it's cool. So I have to phone a man. Seemingly my car is ready for collection now. So we're going to be like the two little whiteys So we'll have two white cars, hopefully next week. So we're going to do weddings the weekends. So like a wedding limo service is when we've got a weekend off. That'll be nice. Two white cars.
Nice.
No, we're not. Anyway, so yeah, but the odd horrible thing about going on holidays, coming back, and I came back straight into it again, and it's just flat out once again. I came straight into it. I had mega meetings this week and wrote the biggest deal of the year and one of the most important deals there on Friday morning. And after a four-hour meeting, we shook hands. And yeah, just from here until Christmas now, it's just crazy. So I'm glad we had a fabulous vacation. Now we're starting the plan for next year. So that's enough of what I've been doing. What have you been up to?
Crickets.
What was he asking?
Well, I think, Nicole, we should ask you. Aside from hosting duties, what have you been up to this past week?
Gubna Nakyashko.
I'm sorry, say it. Bless you. What?
Gubna Nakyashko. That's Polish for basically a not nice way of saying nothing.
Okay.
Polish as well.
But Polish? I do have a question for Robin.
Radowski. Yeah. What part of that is not Polish to you?
I don't know. Ski?
The ski part.
The ski part, yes. All right. Nicole has a question for you.
Have you done the white noise yet with your Alexa?
Oh, no. What's that?
Oh, you can do the beach sounds or soft rain and stuff like that, too.
Oh, for falling asleep.
Yeah, for falling asleep.
But Alexa, play soft noise?
White noise.
It's Alexa, play beach sound. Or I had to unplug my Alexa because we were going to talk about this.
So it's like Alexa, play wheel noises? Play wheel sounds? Or
yeah.
Maybe?
Well, no, I say Alexa, play rain sounds.
Yeah.
And this way, although you live in Ireland, you probably have those naturally.
That is true.
No,
right now... Satan's
Thank
asking
you
us why
very
the hell
much,
we still have his weather. So I like hearing the rain sound.
What do I keep on doing? Alexa, play some disco. So the 80s disco starts on the way there. And I've caught myself doing it too much. Alexa, play some classical music. Oh my God, what age am I? Yeah, so I was doing the VA tonight, listening to some highbrow classical music. It was fantastic. Anyway,
classical highbrow. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are, Robin, but that's okay.
Do you know what? I was so close to putting on my Broncos t-shirt tonight. No, I am going to get one, but it really struck me, Greg, when I was in America, that I think I'm going to start to follow some American football or try to just to get the conversation going, because
you might at least pick a real team and not a shit team.
But the Broncos are a good team.
I said
no, they're not actually. They're not going to be a good team this year either. So Gary's going to be crying.
See, I don't want the Broncos with like because that's Gary, and I'm not really sure I want Greg's team because that's like sucking.
No, you should have your own team.
Yeah, so the like the Dallas Cowboys, I recognize them.
No.
See, I know nothing about this. So I need suggestions. What American football team should Bongo the Sane follow this? When's the season start?
Well, so here's the question you need to ask yourself.
What's the
Do you want to follow a team that is like a proven kind of winning team? Do you want to follow a team that's maybe kind of a hard luck team? So they're kind of always the underdog, so you can kind of get behind them. Do you want to follow, a big city team?
Oh, hey, hold on. The Miami Dolphins, they have a big fish tank in their stadium,
don't
they?
They do.
In the UK. There's way too many of you people that like that team.
Dolphins. And then there's, there could be the Indians. What are they called? The Red?
Redskins.
Redskins?
The Washington Redskins.
I've got Redskins. I think that's baseball in it. I did that on purpose.
Because their whole team is all Native Americans, because that's why they call themselves that name.
Not quite, but okay.
That should be right, shouldn't it? Because that would be racist. Otherwise, like a name like the Redskins would be a racist name.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so Miami Dolphins, that's it.
Fish.
The fish.
Robin is a fish fan.
Maybe I should pick
fish.
Them on the...
Dolphins aren't fish.
It's just, that's just tuna. The nickname people give them. The fish, so yes.
Maybe I should do this scientifically and look at maybe the cheerleading teams and see who has the best cheerleading teams.
That is absolutely a good scientific way of doing it.
Uh-oh. I see a finger coming. Oh, no. I thought the machine finger was coming there, Nicole. I thought that hand was up.
You can look for the best cleavage.
All right. Robin, you have exactly... just about a month to find your team before the regular season starts.
Okay, well, I will correct that because, you know, I already have the Broncos T-shirt, and it's a really good quality T-shirt.
Right.
And yes, Gary, I met Greg, and we spent the day in Alcatraz while I was wearing a Broncos official NFL T-shirt. And he didn't like me very much for it.
I can only, you know, Robin, you only have so much taste. And Gary's already crying because one of his linebackers is out for all of preseason. So he's gonna have a hard start to the year.
Right,
but that's okay. I digress.
Bringing it back to
Nicole,
gaming.
Nicole, coming back to you. So nothing really going on outside of life.
No, but I do want to say hi to all of our shatters since, you know.
Everybody except for Gary.
Oh, well, come on. Love Gary.
No, we can't talk. We cannot talk about Gary DeFelice at all, okay? I don't want to hear his name mentioned. If you say Gary DeFelice at all during this podcast, I'd be very upset that the name Gary DeFelice is named at all.
I will say hi to Doug's brother.
Doug's shitty brother.
And to Womble and to Mike Brashler. That's my buddy Mike in there. I know Sarah's in there. And he said the Giants. Poor Mike. He's so confused. Danny Zanax, who said screw Defoe. He's right there.
Yeah. Danny's my man. I like Danny.
And Stu's in there too. And we got a lot of little group in there.
All right.
Very lively because we're talking about football, American football too.
Yeah, and this is a gaming podcast.
That's a game.
Yes, I suppose it is. And it's on the Xbox. Yes.
Mark Wright.
Yes, Greg DeLacy.
What have you been up to?
Tell me
a story, Mark. Tell me a story of Christmas coming early.
Yeah. After last week's podcast again, I had loads of audio issues. My recorder didn't record properly, and I was getting a bit fed up and down in the dumps. And Ped said, you need a mixer. And he's mentioned this before, but I've looked at them, and the amount of knobs and buttons and holes in them have always scared me off. But one of the nicest men I know on this planet, who was sat...
But wait, real quickly, Mark. I'm pretty sure you said the same thing about women back in your youth.
Yeah. Mm. What, got holes in?
Knobs and holes, they scared you. Never mind.
Yeah. So I now have a mixer. So I've got loads of wires going in and a few wires going out and loads of twiddly knobbles and lights. And now it's all working hunky-dory, I hope. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing all week. So I keep getting a cable here and a cable there. I think, oh, I need that cable, so I'll go back on Amazon, get another cable. And today I got the last cable I needed just in time for tonight's show. So, yeah, it's all done, all hunky-dory.
Well, I hope you enjoy it, mate, and I hope it works. I'm glad to hear it's working well because it was doing my nutting, you getting so stressed out over this every week. And you do such a fantastic job with the podcast, and it's really improved the sound quality and all of the nice little subtly added sound effects.
Right.
It's been great. So fair play to you, man. You deserve it. So
thank you.
No problem.
Yeah. Now, also, Mark, I am noticing a new microphone.
Yeah. Because it's got an XLR port on the mixing deck. My USB mic obviously wouldn't go into it. So that's been handed down to Velado for his streaming services. and I had to get a new XLR mic. Now, you can get cheapy ones. I did have a cheapy 20 quid one, and it did sound okay, but Peds recommended this one. For value for money, there was one called the MXL990, made by Marshall, who do all the instruments and everything. Mm-hmm. And they retail between 70 and 120 quid, and says sometimes you can pick them up cheap on eBay. So I've been trying to get one on eBay, but every time I've been bidding on them, they've gone really high. So I thought, sod it, I've got some savings away for the Xbox One X. So I tipped into them and I bought this one here, the MXL990. And I love it. It sounds really good. And I can hear myself in the ear, so I'm not shouting at myself. And it's just brilliant.
Yeah, no, the only person you shouted at today was Jay.
Yeah.
It was well deserved.
Yeah, the little fucker. Yeah, just so everyone knows, I set up his own profile on OBS on my computer because he likes to play on my computer when Mia's here, so he doesn't disturb her. So we've been out today, and he went on my computer to use OBS to stream some PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds. But he changed the scene selection to Jay's, but he didn't change the profile, so he went in and changed the bloody stream key. And luckily, I checked it a couple of minutes before we came on, and it was coming up with an error, so.
So that was the only reason why we were late starting.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with us talking.
Yeah.
It was all about the stream key. Okay, perfect. Well, I mean, the setup sounds fantastic. And as Robin said, you have been doing fantastic work for us. So you're most certainly deserving of the setup. And Santa Robin was very generous.
Yeah, it was, yes. Yeah, and I really, really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, I guess that leaves me. So over the past four months now, it's been 30 days. My wife had started up this diet challenge that she was doing through a workout boot camp program for 30 days. She was on this very strict diet. She was basically challenged to transform 5% body fat from fat to muscle. And in that time, if she transformed it and hit her goal, she would get her $500 back from the boot camp class. So congratulations to her. She did that. And congratulations to me, because along the way, I said, I will go with you on this challenge in terms of spirit and dieting, that kind of thing. And so started doing more cardio, that kind of thing. So I, just as of 2 days ago, hit under 200 pounds. For the first time in, I could probably 7+ years. I usually weigh in around 220-ish. This has pretty much been my average weight for the past,
that's good. That's
7 years. Yeah. So,
I came home lighter from holidays than I went. lots of cardiovascular stuff in San Francisco and stuff.
Well, I was going to say all that walking. Yeah. It does the body good.
Yeah.
But
you know what? Cindy looked great with her. I mean, she looks fantastic. She did not need to lose body fat because there wasn't much of her. So if she's done that and she's happy with herself now, brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, it was good on her. And so we're going to go out and celebrate that tonight. We finally actually get to celebrate her birthday in earnest in terms of eating and drinking, because we did not do that last week, even though we celebrated her birthday. We couldn't eat or drink really anything outside of what she was part of her challenge. She was good that way, but we will definitely be doing cocktails tonight. So that's been kind of there. Then on top of that, my son, bless his heart, last week decided to give me all by myself, my lonesome, nobody else got it except for me, his flu cold. And I have not been hit by a cold this hard in a long time, and I still don't quite understand this cold, because it's been in my chest and I've been having this cough the entire week long. Normally, when I get a chest cold, at some point or another, you know, not to get gross, but there's phlegm, you know, and typically my MO when I ever have a chest cold is as soon as I can cough it out of my chest, I do it, and usually I recover fairly quickly from that. And once I'm getting it out of my chest, there's never been anything coming out. And I went to the doctor finally, because I was like, I can't cough anything up, and this cough is brutal. And the doctor listened to my lungs. She's like, well, your lungs sound clear. And I'm like, how am I coughing? How am I feeling like I'm going to hack up a lung. She had no good explanation other than it was probably something bacterial on top of whatever cold I got. So I got antibiotics, and I'm feeling much better, but the cough is still there. I don't know. Go figure.
Yeah. Oh.
So oh, what was me?
Yeah.
So
you have we're just crying for you.
I know. I'd be crying too. It just meant that I ended up playing video games a lot over the past week. Although, so maybe we should just start talking about games.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah. Let's do that. Mark.
Yes. I don't have a jingle for that yet. I need to make one.
Son of a bitch.
If you look, it says need a jingle.
That's true. It does say need a jingle.
I could just steal.
I learned to read too.
Yeah, I've had to steal Bedroom Gamers or Boss Waves.
Need a jingle.
Yeah, we do need a jingle. All right, well, let's talk Titanfall 2 real quickly because we've all been playing it.
Dropping now. Stand by for Titanfall.
Frontier Defense. Dropping
now. I haven't said that.
Well, Robin, you will talk about the single player, really, Mark?
Yeah,
I will fly over there and destroy that soundboard.
He's going to embark on you right now. That was very well-mannered. I forget. Yeah. Sorry. Okay, well, I've only played the single player. I embarked on the single player campaign. I picked this up for cheaps. I didn't buy it at the time, so budget and all that. Right. And what you guys said was true. Oh my god!
Good,
what a great story! Yeah, what a great story campaign. Now, what was the story about? Something bad happened, and you had to go after a bad guy, and there were several bad guys to get through until you got to the main bad guy. But the journey getting there was brill.
Have you finished it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, I literally played a bit of it, maybe for half an hour or so. When we came back, and right. I think it was the first night that Judith was away, I sat down to play it, and I just couldn't stop. And it was about 1:15, 2 in the morning, and I finished the game. I played it right through, you know, almost in one sitting, and it was absolutely brill. Great story, great interactions. Really, you could see the love in the game, even down to things like some of the achievements that popped up. Like there was one where you lose all these, the wall jumping and you're running along the walls and jumping from one side to another and one side to another and shooting guys at the same time. And it was that sort of platforming. It makes it usually first person platforming is not great, but it made it really, really good. And, shooting like three guys, the achievement popped up. I know Kung Fu, which is sort of straight from the Matrix. And it made me smile. You could just see that it was thought put into all of that. And yeah, it was brilliant. Play this game. It's cheap now. Play it. And it sounds like when I and our play date coming up very, very shortly, we'll be doing some of this new Horde mode stuff that the guys are going to be talking about now. So, yeah, play Titanfall 2. It's a good game. The story mode, even if you don't like multiplayer, it's worth playing just for that story. It's a great experience.
Yeah, I would definitely echo that. The single player in Titanfall 2 is worth the purchase alone, especially now that it's discounted down. Now, Nicole, I believe you are just starting the single player.
Yes, I am.
All right. So we won't spoil anything.
Yeah, I got through the training crap, and it's typical training crap.
Right. Once you get into the game, that story to me has some of the best twists that I didn't see coming in a game in a long time. So that being said, Frontier Defense. Mark, you and I embarked on Frontier Defense.
Yeah, this is a new game mode, free DLC. All the DLC for Titanfall 2 is free. And this is their version of the Horde mode. And it's really good. I really like it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's faster paced. Yeah. It's five waves.
It seems to be over pretty quick, which may be a good thing.
Yeah, I want to say it took about 20, 25 minutes to get through a wave. Sorry, a complete five set wave.
Yeah. But we were on easy, which was still a challenge.
Yeah, we were on easy, which we would get to the fifth wave and we failed multiple times. it gives you like, I think two retries.
Yeah, two retries, yeah.
And then it will, it'll quit out on you if you can't get past that.
Oh, the shatters tonight are cracking me up.
Just ignore them, Mark. Just ignore them.
I mean,
ignore the shat.
But can I've got to read this out.
No. Come on, I'm saying I'm about the size of a letter. Right.
I'm going to say, if people wondered why I cracked up earlier, just replay for chat.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so it's four-player co-op. Not, I was hoping it was going to be five, but it's four-player co-op. The first round, you're building up your XP to get your Titan. You don't really get your Titan in the first round. Second round, you can get drop your Titan. And then, like in the bounty modes on the normal multiplayer, you earn money by shooting things. So after each round, you can go to the little bank thing, and to spend this money, you can buy like electrical traps, you can buy batteries for the Titans to keep them going longer, or to put one in your mates, one of your teammates' Titan to replenish
that. Didn't they have something like that? What was it into their first Titanfall, or was it that they had that in the bank
they,
stuff?
Yeah, they tried to introduce it in the first one, but it wasn't set up this way. I'm trying to remember how they had it. You know what it was? It was just the Titans came in, but they just came in to kill you. In this mode, you have an objective to defend. There's a tower core you're defending.
Yeah. Once the Nucket shields down, its health goes down pretty quickly.
Right. Hmm. So the enemy is always trying to blow that tower up, basically, and your job is to defend that tower. And that was the one thing that changed from this mode in this iteration versus the previous one. Because I think the previous one, they just were coming in wave after wave of enemies, and your job was to kill them. It was, you just would seek them out to kill them, and it didn't have an objective to defend or attack. So it's made a world of difference. And I think because there's this focus on an area to defend, and you know, the enemies are all coming to that point. It makes it a lot more interesting and just fun, if you ask me. I think it's just more fun.
And there's throw extra elements in there. You can get these little flying drones, which will camouflage any units below them. So if you don't shoot these little drones, which are a bastard to shoot down because they're quite quick, you can't even see the Titans or the little Reapers and stuff. So yeah, that adds a bit of an extra element in it.
I think the other touch I really like is that at the beginning of the wave, as you're waiting for enemies to come in, you know, you look on your radar map and you'll see once enemies start hitting the ground, you see red dots of where they're at. But just prior to enemies landing, they actually shoot in smoke. So you'll see cannon rounds coming in and hitting the ground and dispersing smoke in all these different areas. And it's usually electrified smoke, so it's not like you can really go in there, and wade into it. But see, it does disguise the enemies.
I'm looking forward to playing this in multiplayer because I think it really sounds quite sexual. Because the thought of, as Mark said earlier on, it's great when you drop your Titans. You know, that just sounds, you know, drop your Titans, love. That sounds like that girl that you just can't get to third base with. Drop your Titans. Just like us, you know, and I can't wait to drop my Titans tomorrow night. I'll be thinking about dropping my Titans.
I love Titanfall 1 and 2. And if you ever want to play multiplayer, just send me a WhatsApp and I will jump on that if I'm available.
Robin.
Well, I'll ignored,
drop.
Mark.
I'll drop my Titan.
Stand by for Titanfall.
All right,
see,
so
Nicole
enough
used
of
to
that.
Love embarking. Nicole, you used to love to embark. What happened to embarking? You used to laugh about that.
I love to embark.
Because that was funny.
Going to embark on that dog.
She was quiet up until he started asking about embarking.
Robin has a way of making people bark.
Apparently. Ooh. Or furry critters.
Yes.
All right, Nicole, real quickly, though, I know you just played the demo, and I know Titanfall 2 is an older game, but, I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean,
well, I bought the game because I wanted to play it. This is how bad I wanted to play it. Bought the game and never downloaded it. But I bought it because it was for cheap. It was like when I bought it, it was on sale. It was one of those little flash sales.
Right, right.
It was like
right.
$30, $35, something like that. It was cheap. And I was like, well, I can afford that, and eventually we'll play it again. That eventually came before I ever bothered to download it, because it had been so long since I bought it and we played. So it took 2 days to download that bitch.
Okay.
Not happy about that.
Well, you know, better late than never. And it's not like we're not still playing the multiplayer, so you still can get in with the community and get some time in.
I'll have to change that sound clip from to drop it in 2 days. Stand by for Titanfall.
Yeah, right.
Nicole, what else have you been playing?
Not much really. Did the stuff with Mark that we'll probably talk about in a little bit.
The Rainbow Six Siege. Yeah, you can. Don't be afraid to talk now. Yeah.
Spoil
Mark's fun.
Well, we had our community play date of Rainbow Six Siege, so we played that and had Stan on my notes in front of me, so and Mark was so nice to write notes. And I had invited my friend Mike, who's a slacker, and decided that he was going to be sick on the couch instead. And who else did we have in there, Mark? Because I can't get to the notes fast enough.
Peds joined us for a bit.
That's right. Peds did join
until
us.
Until his daughter woke up, yeah.
I really like Rainbow Six.
It's such a good game, yeah.
And my kids have started playing it, God help me, and they're like, can we play with you? And I'm like, you cannot play. I'm playing with adults. We won't say a word. I'm like, I really don't care. You're not playing.
That was last Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I played a bit too. That was good fun.
Oh, yeah, you joined us for a little bit, didn't you? Yeah. Robin.
See, I was mixing up my games thinking Robin joined us for a different game, but you're right. That was – look at that. Because I stayed on longer so that I could play along with Robin. I remember that now. Yay. It's fun. It's a fun game. If you guys don't have it, go get it. It's not like – and they give you a whole bunch of stuff for it, and it's easy to level up.
As Mark would say, it's cheap as chips.
I don't know that it's cheap as chips, but it's very expensive.
Cheap still. Yeah.
Now, are we talking about chips or
big
crisps?
Bag of chips? No,
I
Robin.
I believe
no.
He's talking about French fries.
Oh, dear.
Sorry. Now, and then the other thing I played is on the phone. I play that Township game because Clash and whatever that other one is.
Boom Beach.
Thank you. I've bored the crap out of me. So I've been playing Township on my phone, and I have a little co-op, the OCPC co-op. And right now it's just me and Kim. Got to get to level 19 to join the co-op. So if you have it and need a fun-ish phone game or iPad or other, get that and look for the OCPC co-op and join Kim and I. But other than that, I'm like, it's been kind of a, you know, I've been just melting in the sun and the heat, so.
No, it's like tropical winter here.
Tropical winter.
Yeah, it's like cold. I mean, what is it in your money?
You can do it like, in the other. I understand that.
Plus or minus.
Screwed.
It is
track five.
It's 50. It's 50 degrees here right now. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
And that's horrible, windy, cold, and
yeah. I'd like to see that at like 65. That to me is almost perfect. 70. Now you're really talking. 70 is like the prime. That's perfect weather right there.
25.
Well, I
and that's
felt
plus minus 50 for you.
I felt.
I got you.
I felt the desert, and God, that's what you guys were going through. I got out of the car in the Mojave, and God Almighty!
No, it was 42 the other day. I'm like 42 is that's Satan weather.
You felt the desert. You felt hell.
Yeah,
that's a doom level, Robin. You were in a doom level.
I stopped. One of those big trains went past. We stopped in the middle of the desert at one railway crossing with a front car, and I got out of the car to watch the train go past. And I thought, yeah, this will take a minute. And the thing was about 2 miles long.
Yeah.
Whoa,
very long.
Yeah, but it went made that noise, and we smiled. Anyway, awesome. Carry on.
Yeah.
Next verse. I'm done.
All right. Let's see here. Robin, real quickly, let's talk about Superhot.
Superhot. Okay. Wow. Superhot was cheap. Also, within budget. You guys haven't played Superhot?
Not yet, no.
No, I almost
picked
it up.
I've got it on PC. I've got it as part of a Humble Bundle once. So I have got it.
I tell you what, I tell you right now, listen to me, brothers and sisters. I'm not sure which is which. This is the most innovative shooter I have played in years. Quote, this game you must play. Trust me, please play this game. It is not that long, maybe about 4 hour experience, four hours. You have to play this game. Please do it and do it soon. Trust me, you will thoroughly enjoy it. It is so good. Back more Matrix stuff, the general principle, the art style is sort of white, grays, and the bodies are all in red. It's like a slow motion scene from the Matrix, but as you move, they move as well. The faster you move, the quicker they move. If you run forward,
the premise. Let's talk about the premise real quick. The basic premise of the game is every time you move,
okay,
time starts. Time moves
pretty
forward.
Much.
If you stop, then time stops.
So you can dodge the bullets. You can punch someone, get out of the way. There's pistols, katanas, swords, shotguns, rifles, all manner of things. Some of the situations you get into, having to dive around trucks. I watched Ghost in the Machine this week as well. Sort of like that as well, and you die and you almost respawn in. But there's an inner story that the computer that you're inside, it's like an old DOS screen. And you have to load the levels superhot.exe, and there's loads of menus and things you can find. And it's like an old bulletin board, sort of chat board that you're typing back and forth as if you're a hacker. It is absolutely super. Play this game. Everybody, listen to me. Go out, get Superhot, play it now.
Superhot.
Yeah. Stop listening to the podcast. Play it now.
Don't listen to Robin.
Can you rewind as well as go forward?
No, you can't rewind.
So if you make a mistake, you can't go back and try a different way.
Fooked.
The actual levels, the moves that you make, if you were doing them in real time, a level would maybe only be 20 or 30 seconds of real time action. Maybe a minute at most. But you could play a level 4 or 5 or 6 times really, really quickly. It's almost instant respawn. To find out the way that you have to go or the routes that you get to go through it. And then once you complete a level, it plays it back in full speed. And you look really cool with all the moves that you make, and it goes super hot. But there is a very, very cool, nerdy story going on as well. And
kind of Player One-ish, sort of?
I can't say anything about
it. Okay, all right.
Kind of Ghost in the Machine, Matrix, all this sort of stuff. It's all going on, and it's really, really clever, really, really good, and very, very much worth the 10 or 15 quid that it's going to cost you. Please, this is well up there for, I know it's last year's game, but for one of the best games I've played this year, this is it. Highly recommended, the Bongo Seal of Trust.
Is that a thing?
No, not really. Trust me when I say this, because the last time Bongo said, trust me, it's just over the hill, was when we were walking back to the hotel.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other time.
I thought you were about in the showers.
Not that big.
Just pick that soap up, Greg. Trust me.
Yeah.
It's not that big.
All right. Mr. Mark Wright, is there anything you would like to discuss? I know we talked about Titanfall 2 already.
Yeah, we talked about Titanfall 2 and Rainbow Six. So, yeah, apart from setting up all the new gadgetry I've had, I've just done a little bit more on Elite Dangerous, doing the community goals thing.
Okay.
I mentioned last week that I've started doing these now. There's like a weekly challenge for the whole community to take part in. I've just been doing that, so I've just been moving stuff from one station to another, which sounds pretty boring, and it probably is, but I enjoy doing it. You have a few encounters on the way there and back, and the rewards at the end of it are really, really good. You can get anywhere from like 3 or 4 million to up to like 20, 30 million, depending on how much you participate. I've been hitting the 50% tier, so I've been getting like between 8 and 9 million per challenge, so it's worth it for me. Yeah, it's fun.
All right. Excellent.
But apart from that, I've not really had much time to game. I've just been plugging cables in and playing about and sound check 1-2, 1-2, check 1-2 all week.
Nice. Well, that has certainly paid off. Let's see. So outside of Titanfall 2, the golf club 2 continues to be a thing for the community. Played the most recent round. Did okay this last go round. The previous round, Mark. We'll have that update later on. But
yes, we will.
I literally got to a point in this this one golf course that I got frustrated, and it was a tin cup, a genuine tin cup moment, where I was hitting over water, and the club length was just where it should make it, but just the slightest wrong shot or whatever, and the wind coming against me, it potentially might not make it. And I just started doing the tin cup of just hitting it and hitting it and hitting it until I finally made it across. But I think I dropped 10 shots into the water. And yeah. So there was that. And that, of course, made my score go horribly bad. And and therefore, I did not finish very well in that course. But two games I want to talk about specifically. Shadow of Mordor. So I got back into playing this. I haven't touched this game in over a year. Oh, and I had – yeah, I had just played it briefly back when I first got it. And I forgot why I got sidetracked with something else, but I never got back to it. And I thought, you know what, Shadow of War is coming up and it looks really good. And so I thought, you know what, let me dive back into Shadow of Mordor and see if I do in fact like the gameplay and see what I – you know, if this is something I'm really going to want to pick up when it comes out. So it's a good game. I'm really, really happy I jumped back into Shadow of Mordor. It took a while to get used to all of the different controls because there's a lot of different little mechanics to this game. One of the things that I found very challenging at first when I started replaying it was that I tended to play it a little bit more like how I would play Assassin's Creed. Which in Assassin's Creed, like you see a group of bad guys, and you just kind of jump down into the middle of them.
You can kind of take them on.
And you dispatch them, and you're done.
I learned with this. You have to filter them out and take them on a couple at a time, not because otherwise they will destroy you.
Yeah, because that's what was happening. I would go down and see like three or four guys. I'd go to take them on, and the next thing I know, the freaking band of like 12 guys are come running at me. And inevitably, a boss character would come in, a captain would come in, and I have been killed now 4 times by this one captain in particular. He has pissed me off thoroughly, and I will get my revenge on him eventually. But
so Greg, what do you do? Do you sneak around these guys? Because I mean, I did fire it up again before I went away because it is on my list. I played it for a couple of hours before. It was very the controls are very complicated if you've left it for a while.
Right.
So I played it for about an hour again, and I'm not sure. It does look great. And
so here's what I found to be critical. One, when you look at the map, you'll see there are a series of towers, these little like ghost towers that you can eventually fast travel to if you unlock them. They'll also act as save points for you. But what I found is those also are safe harbors, so to speak. So if you ever get in trouble, you can kind of run to one of these towers. The problem is if you haven't unlocked it, you can't fast travel to it. It makes getting around the world a little tough if you don't have them unlocked. So what I've decided to do, and it's made my life a lot easier now, is I've actually made my way to unlock these different towers all throughout the map. This way, if I want to get from one side of the map to another to go after a certain captain, I can fast travel there. I don't have to worry about trying to traverse the world to get there, because that's one thing I found is that you do have to hide you do have to be sneaky as you're running through the area. And it is loaded with orcs. And I should say creatures outside of orcs that can kill you in an instant if you're not careful. So you do have to be stealthy. And I also find that being high, you know, high on walls and going up high.
Not on a joint.
or both, you know, whatever gets you through the map. But that gives you an advantage that usually plays well.
What I like about this and what I'm going to like about the new one, because I know I definitely want the new one, is the nemesis system. Like you were saying earlier, there's a certain captain who kept beating you, but every time he beats you, he gets even stronger. So he's even harder.
He gets stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this last time he's like, "What? Did you not learn the first time? You can't kill me." And I'm like, fuck you.
But if you go into your vision thing, I think you can sort of like tell each character's weakness. So some will be weak to stealth, some will be weak to fire. So if it's weak to stealth, you sneak up behind him and you can like one shot kill him. But some of them are like that. Some of them are a bastard to kill.
Yeah, but being stealthy definitely is key to getting around that world. And as you start to, I think as you play the game a little bit more, Robin, also using stealth and stealth kills. Also, another nice tip: whenever you see archers, take them out.
Yes. Take out the archers
always.
Okay,
but yeah, it is a really, really good game. So I'm happy I'm sticking with it. I will continue to play through it. You know, I don't know if I'll play through it to finish or not at this point. I've heard people say it does also ramp up in difficulty pretty significantly. We'll see. But yeah, Shadow of Mordor. It's good stuff so far. The last game I want to talk about, I'll keep it quick because I know we've run pretty long so far, is Ghost of a Tale.
This is
a game that it's in game preview right now on Xbox, and I believe it's out on Steam as well, if I'm not mistaken. So it is a game. It's designed by one person, Lionel Gallet.
Lionel? What's her name?
Good old Lionel, yeah, I know him well.
He is a game designer, and he worked basically at DreamWorks and Universal Studios. So basically, this is a game about a fantasy world where they call this the Emerald Fire. Sorry, Nicole?
I said, aren't all games about a fantasy world?
Not all. Not all. In this tale, in a sense, the Rat Kingdom is the kingdom that won out over this evil scourge. And you play the role of this mouse that's been imprisoned, and your wife or partner has been taken away.
For bestiality, for marine mouse.
Yes. Yeah. Just imagine kind of a sword and sorcery kind of setting, but you know, rats are the ruling kingdom. You're this little mouse. The animations and the visuals of this are fantastic.
Is this based on that little mouse cartoon thing, An American Tale or whatever?
No.
Right, it's got that sort of vibe to it. It does look really cute.
It does have that vibe.
Right there,
no.
Under the deepest sky.
Ears bleeding. Anyway, the game is kind of, I would say, almost Dark Souls-ish in that, you know, you are trying to solve puzzles. You are extremely vulnerable. You can't just approach things head on. But it does have a lot of character to it. There are other characters within the world that you'll encounter. There was a pirate frog that I met, and you know, you think that you're going to try and help set him free to kind of help you, but he doesn't want to be set free. He actually likes being in prison because he likes getting food and he likes having his kind of warm, cold, damp cell. So anyway, It is surprisingly well crafted. It does have some rough edges to it. You know, it is a game preview game, so it did crash on me one time. But it's only $20. It is going to have the story continue to be built upon. So I don't know. If you are interested, I would say this: download the free trial, check it out.
No, not interested. Sounds crap.
Fuck off. It is well worth the look.
You lost me at mice.
I don't know what to say. I thought I knew you, and I don't. Love that movie now.
Oh, I was doing some good lip syncing there.
I seriously hate Fievel.
Well, it is not Fievel. That's the good news on it. But
that would be a good game. I would play that game.
No, Robin, you know what? I'm going to just put this forward to you. You should check this game out. You know why? Because then you're being a douchebag. Yeah.
Then he can give it the Robin seal of approval, because Stulek's asking if it's got the Robin seal of approval.
I think more than anything, the fact that this game is being made by one person is that, to me, is what drew me in.
No, and it's Lionel. That's actually, it wasn't the mouse. It was Lionel. You lost me at Lionel.
Sorry, that's his name. I think he goes by maybe Seath as his middle name. Lionel Seath Gallet. Yeah? Yeah? Anyway.
Does it get any better?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, but the game itself is good. So check it out. Don't listen to Robin Tate. I might have to drop from the call.
Hey, I won't play it past him because he's done it to me before for playing a certain thing.
But the good news is you do get a free trial on the Xbox preview, so you can check it out for free.
I'll check it out.
No, you won't, you fucker.
No.
All right. Let's move on. Let's talk some quick news. Hey, newsflash, Sony's greedy and they're going to charge you more money in the UK and in PayPal territories. Sorry. News jingle.
Thank you. I don't spend all this time making these jingles, for don't you know?
Here is the fucking news.
Robin's just got me in a mood now.
So what's in the news, Greg? What's in the news?
Sony has decided to charge you more money, Robin and
Bastards.
Mark.
Bastards.
Yes. Just you, nothing else.
Bastards.
So PS Plus price has increased for PAL territories. That does include the UK and actually all of Europe. So basically it has gone from £39.99 British pounds to £49.99.
We have this to say to you.
Wanker.
That's American for wanker.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? Mine is due in August. So they sent me the reminder the other day on the sickly email. I think Australia has been hit as well. Most people in Europe.
PAL territories, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's odd. I mean, for years it was 30, wasn't it 30 quid or 20? You know,
never won no charge at all at one time.
Yeah, there wasn't any charge. Yeah. Anyway, look, I get it. You know, maybe they need the money. I don't know. I don't know.
How many PS4s have they sold?
A lot.
Twice as many as Xbox. Do they really need to start charging an extra £10 a month more?
According to Sony executives, the answer is yes.
Yeah, but okay, hold on.
Hold on.
The thing about it is, how many PS4s have they sold, and how many people have bought the PSN online service?
Yeah,
you know, that doesn't stack up either. You know, the Xbox Live service is still way, I don't know the exact figures, must look it up, but it is still very strong, if not stronger than Sony's one. So, you know, maybe they aren't getting the numbers that they want, but it just seems like a money grab. Wouldn't it have been nice if they hadn't done that and said, well, by the way, that streaming service now is going to be part of your package, you know?
Right.
Or we're going to offer it at £2 or £5 a month to sort of go along with the Xbox, the back catalog thing that they've started there recently. You know, they haven't done any of that. It's just an extra tenner, $15 in Greg's money. It just feels uncomfortable. Now you could argue to say, well, this month's games that they're giving away for free, there's some pretty good stuff in there. But there's been a few months there which has been pretty thin. It swaps 1 month good for both sort of sides, 1 month bad sort of thing. That's the way it goes. But what are you getting for your money that you didn't get 5 years ago with Sony? Is there anything new, really? A bit more interaction with the party chat thing that they've introduced, but that's friggin' about it. Mm. I mean, there really isn't anything else.
Look, I'm not one to defend Sony, typically speaking, I will just say this. Services like this, I never expect the prices to go down. I never expect an online service like this that the price is going to reduce. I do expect it will increase over time. So I'm not shocked that the increase happened. I think in terms of messaging, and I don't know, Nicole, if you have any thoughts on this, you can certainly chime in. But I mean, I think the messaging should have maybe included something remotely saying, you know, hey, because of increased costs on our end, we are increasing the price. Something to that effect, to just at least say, hey, we're not just doing this to just do it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
The bollocksing thing, the bollocksing thing about this is that in a few months' time, Microsoft will follow suit. They will do this, you know, because after all the shit dies down, whether it be 6 months or within the year, Microsoft are probably going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I've always thought that both Sony and Microsoft, considering sort of like the most direct competition, none of them would dare put the price up in fear that it might piss their customers off and they might move. But because I feel at the moment that Sony's quite arrogant and complacent, they've done this move. But like you say, because they've done this move, Microsoft might now say, oh, we can charge an extra $5 a month. We're still cheaper, but we're getting an extra $5 a month off these 20-odd, 30-odd million subscribers. So I think Sony's opened a bit of a floodgate here. And greedy devs, according to Stulek, and he's right. So I think $40, well, £40 is it $50 or $60?
$60.
Is more than enough for an annual subscription, in my view.
Nicole, you were going to say something earlier.
Yeah, I have no idea what it was.
I mean, I think we all agree, hey, look, spending more money sucks. No, nobody wants to spend more money out of pocket if they don't have to. This didn't seem like something that needed to happen, so I think that's why a lot of people are pretty up in arms over it, and they feel like it's a greedy move. Maybe there is something that's going to be added to the service that hasn't been announced yet. Maybe it's going to be announced at Gamescom. I hope that is the case, just to justify the price increase, so that people just don't, you know, feel like they're getting ripped off, because that does suck. But at the end of the day, also, to me, this isn't all that shocking. I would have expected it probably a while ago. All right. Last little of game news. And I really don't even know what this is here. Robin, I think you pulled this out. Sir Peter Jackson's video.
It's not really gaming, but I just thought this was really interesting, and I thought a lot of our listeners would get a kick out of this. So this is the sort of Apple VR, AR kit, and Peter Jackson, Lord of the Rings directors and a few other people have started to play with this. Mark, there is some video links here. I don't know if you can get them up or not. I just thought – So a company called Wingnut AR, the studio was started by Peter Jackson. They released their sort of first augmented reality demo. Now, it's not a game. It's like a movie, a little short, like 2 minute, 3 minute story. And it just looks fabulous. I remember looking at the old Minecraft thing a couple of years ago at E3 with Microsoft. And it looked quite good, but this was like a whole new level of fidelity and quality and the way it looked. And then there was another demo video there of a trip to a football stadium, Benfica versus Porto, and a demo like in a developer studio. And in the studio there was a doorway, and you could see through the doorway into the stadium. And you could walk through the doorway and you were in the stadium, and you could turn around and look back through the doorway, and the guy was waving in the studio back at you. It's just very, very interesting technology. And I get a kick out of that because I don't know where all this VR and augmented reality stuff is going to land, but it's going to maybe be a mix of both. And so I just think it's cool. Have a look at the stuff. Maybe we'll put the links in the show notes and stuff like that there.
Video show now, So, yeah. Why have we called it Wingnut then? My old foreman when I was an apprentice was called Wingnut because he had big ears and a bald head.
That's exactly why. Because the head developer of this studio looks like Seth McNitt.
There you go.
There you go. So check that out. Augmented reality. Cool.
I mean, I think VR, as much as everybody wants to say it's all about video games, I think the true reality is VR and more importantly AR, which I think AR is the true future of this technology, is going to be far more about businesses and services being able to utilize this technology for different things. The impact of video games certainly will be there, but I think the true future for this technology is really going to be on the business side. So it makes sense that Apple would also be getting into this.
Unless they can get the delivery system better than it is now. So, I mean, I love the thing of course they will. You know, if it's a nice little pair of glasses, something like that there, rather than a big headset, getting rid of the wires. So that's battery technology, wireless technology, and the bandwidth, the bottlenecks that they have to overcome there. But if they get that, that's a nice little neat thing like that there, that's the breakthrough that needs.
No, agreed. That, I mean, that's the breakthrough the technology needs, on a whole. It needs to not be a claustrophobic big set of goggles on your face. It needs to be something light that fits onto your face easily enough that you can also wear and use in an environment without having to take off to see where you're at. Those are all, I think, key things to making this technology truly successful. And that's why I say AR is kind of the future, because VR in its truest sense right now is limited because you have to put it on, you're cable bound. You can't see outside of the goggles when they're on, unless you're using the HTC Vive, which has the little camera.
So look, I thought it was interesting. Don't want to spend too much time on it. I think it's interesting. We need to rewind a bit, because if we don't talk for 30 seconds about Destiny 2, Womble's going to have a hernia.
He's going to blow a nut.
Well, I think he'll have to blow it up, because the Destiny 2 beta was last week. We talked about it. The beta's over. Deal with it.
Right.
Well, we should have been here last week.
Yeah.
One other thing as well. Just hold on a second. Our Canadian brother needs to go and pack his bloody food for his camping trip and get out of the chat right now. If you're bored, fuck away off camping, will you? Stop giving us shit in the chat. Go on, fuck off.
Get lost, damn it.
All he's talking about is PUBG for life.
Yeah. Destiny 2. I didn't play it. Don't care. I'm not a Destiny person. Never have been. Mark, I know you jumped off the bandwagon of Destiny, so
I played the beta last week, and well, the story side of it, and it was just like playing Destiny 1 to me. Apart from the new superpower supercharging was quite cool, but apart from that, it was Destiny.
Okay, Nicole, you played Destiny 2. What'd you think?
Same game, different name. It has a 2. Uh-huh.
Robin, did you play Destiny 2?
No, but I listened to lots of people just wetting themselves over it and doing little bits of wee and stuff like that there in their pants about it, because they thought it was absolutely fabulous. I hear mixed reactions. I hear people saying, yeah, it's more Destiny. And I hear people saying it's absolutely fabulous and there seems to be a bit of a story about it. I heard Stu from the Veteran Gamer saying it was great. And he got up in the middle of the night, and that was the most exciting thing that happened to him last week, and played it. And he thought it was brilliant. Yeah, he must have needed a piss. He's getting old. He gets to get up about 5 times a night, so he does. So he got up and he played it.
It's too bad for me.
He loved it. I've heard of some other people saying, All right. So, I don't know. It is going to be more of the same. The next Halo game will be more of the same. The next Gears of War will be more of the same.
Very true.
In Destiny, it got a lot of hooks in a lot of people. It didn't get its hooks in me. But I seen it was a good game. maybe this new iteration will be the game that will get its hooks into me, you know?
The takeaway I did get from all the coverage I did hear, because there was quite a bit of coverage on it, is that if you liked Destiny, you will like Destiny 2. It's more of the same, more polished, better than the first game.
Yeah.
They've added more story bits into it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of
work. We said that last week. Yeah. Right. I didn't say it was a bad game.
I'm just merely trying to satisfy our listener, Mr. Waddle.
I put shit tons of hours into Destiny 1 on the PS4 with Nicole and DeFelici guy and a few of us, site server and stuff. But
maybe that's like the game.
And the new one, like I said last week, because they don't have to make it for the 360 and PS3 anymore, it is more polished. It does feel good. But it feels, and it's not a bad thing, it just feels like Destiny 1. So, anyway, we've done enough on Destiny 2 now.
You know what would feel really good? You know what would feel really good right about now, Mark?
Some trivia.
A quiz.
A trivia jingle.
It would sound
awesome. Does anyone know when Player Unknowns is coming to the consoles? November?
No one knows.
Official.
It's unknown.
No.
Okay. There you go, Fizzy. Come back in November.
Probably September, I think.
It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad.
Trivia questions in from Jason Johnson. Thank you very much. Love it.
All right. Yes, trivia time. So we don't really have an update on the scoreboard yet because I didn't update the scoreboard. However, we do know Mark has 3 more points, so he is at 6 points right now. And I believe Kim is at 3. So that is kind of the update as it stands. Mark, you are in the lead. Kim is in second. I am tied, or no, I take it back. I'm not tied. I am in third, ironically.
That was last week when Robin had you from behind.
Yeah. And then Robin is in dead last right now. But that should change today. That should change right here, right now, because we have Jason Johnson's trivia. Get ready for the quiz. It's coming at you right now. So here we go. First question. Which platform did the original Monster Hunter game first release on? Was it A, the PlayStation 2, B, the GameCube, C, the Dreamcast, or D, the PlayStation 3? Which platform did the original Monster Hunter game release on? I'll say the answers again. A, PlayStation 2, B, GameCube, C, Dreamcast, or D, PlayStation 3. Mark, if you give me my trivia countdown, please.
3, 2, 1, 0. Give me your answers now, please.
I've pressed it. What's he doing? It's not doing
it. Jump all over, please.
All right, so we've got Nicole saying it was the Dreamcast, Mark saying it is the GameCube, and Robin also saying the Dreamcast. All 3 of you incorrect. It was the PlayStation 2.
Was it? Oh, really? My wife thought we were Nintendo.
Damn, okay. I still PlayStation the 2. Guess.
What the hell is going on?
Off my name.
So that's a big goose egg across the board. Let's go to the next trivia question. In the story of the Tekken series, fighting games... excuse me. In the story of the Tekken series of fighting games, it's revealed that Heihachi dropped someone from a cliff to see how strong they are. Who did he drop?
Your mom.
I know. Humpty Dumpty.
A, his wife. B, his son. C, his father. D, his pet bear. Did he drop his wife, his son, his father, or his pet bear?
It depends who were insured for the most.
In the game series Tekken, Heihachi drops someone from a cliff. Who did he drop? Was it A, his wife? B, his son. C, his father. Luke, I'm not your father. Or D, his pet bear. Go ahead, Mark.
3, 2, 1, 0. Give me your answers now, please.
Yeah, I go with what Wombles just said. Is there a story to Tekken?
Yeah, there is. In fact, I remember this scene in the game. And we do have a correct answer on the board. We have three different answers. Nicole has said his son. Mark has said his pet bear. And Robin, you have said his father. So we've got his son, his father, his pet bear. The answer is his son. Well done, Nicole.
Thank you.
And always bet on the Nick.
Yep. Nicole is back on the board, baby. It's just a matter of time now. You're chasing down Mark already. His lead is dwindling.
Cheers, Jason.
Yes, thank you, Jason, for that. That was awesome. I appreciate, as always, the trivia. All right. We are probably going to need to speed things up, and I am going to probably have to leave. So that means
– timer.
Hey. Well, we've got August and June – or July releases. Nicole, we've got two games.
I know. Look at that. Big whopping two games. So for July 29th through August 4th, on August 1st, we have The Long Dark for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Sorry.
Why is that for me?
Because y'all are wishful thinking. And then on August 2nd, we have Tacoma for Xbox One and PC. That pretty much sums that up.
Looking forward to Tacoma. Want Tacoma.
I did take Tacoma. Moving on.
I'm looking. Yeah, looking forward. Yep. Freebies.
The freebies.
So for the old Xbox, for August, you can get Slime Rancher from the 1st to the 31st. Trials Fusion, which is a really fun game, which is on the 16th of August to the 15th of September. Xbox 360, you have got Bayonetta, which is Stu Fowler's favourite game, and apparently a lot of people say it's shit. August 1st to August 15th. And Red Faction Armageddon, which is a good game. August 16th to August 31st. And these are also backward compatible. And then we have, on the PS Plus for August, we actually have them while we're podcasting. Yeah! Because normally we don't get them in time. Just Cause 3, great game. Assassin's Creed Freedom Cry, which is a standalone DLC thing. Which was okay. That's You, PS4 bonus title. That's that stupid thing what's that comedian guy's advertising where you use your phone, a bit like Jackbox Party thing.
Okay.
Super Motherload for the PS3, Snake Ball for PS3, Downwell, PS Vita, and Level 22 for the PS Vita. And that's your monthly freebies, what you pay for via subscription for August.
All right. We are getting better about announcing our play dates. So last week we played Rainbow Six Siege. This week we'll have Titanfall Frontier Defense, and that'll be July 30th. Look for Mark or myself.
Yep, 7 p.m. UK time tomorrow. Yep,
7 p.m. UK time. And then next week it'll be Halo 5, August 6th. So there we go. Mapped out in advance so everybody knows. I like it. All right, Mark, I know we had the screens for the Golf Club 2 challenges right now. So we've had a bunch of different, course challenges.
Yeah. And I don't have my phone with me. Just bear with me a second. I'll get WhatsApp up on the screen. Yeah. So, Gary DeFelice has, sent the pictures of the challenges. So the Veteran Gamers Open, it names each challenge after a podcast, so this was the third one we had. So our Veteran Gamers Open in fifth place we had Murphy's Law with -6. Joint third, Taffman and Real Defoe both with -11. RT84 came in second with -14, and Mr. Golfing Wonderful Guru Overachiever Womble MK3 came first with -16. And then we had the Lousy at Golf Open. Murphy's Law came sixth with +39. I came fifth.
Yes.
I didn't get the wooden spoon this week with +22. Taffman +20. Orty came third with plus 17. Womble came second with plus 13. And Defoe came first on his own lousy at Golf Open with a plus 6. And the latest one, Gamer Dad's Classic. I didn't get a chance to play this. So, in fourth place was Taffman with plus 21. Murphy's Law third, plus 7. Second, Womble, plus 6. And Defoe again with plus 5. So, the course, what is now ongoing, is when I find it, the Game Punchers Challenge, which is setting up. So get on the Society, on the Golf Club 2 on Xbox One, you can play that course, and we'll give you a shout out next week.
Yeah, and if you have it on PS4, I believe we do have some PS4 players as well, so if you're looking for somebody to play on PS4, we can hook you up as well. So just reach out to us. We'll get you in touch with those players.
I just need someone to feed me the information.
Yeah, we'll get that sorted for next show. All right, Robin.
All right, let's start.
Let's announce a winner.
We have a winner from the last quarter. Sorry, I have been busy. That I've only got around to this now. The winner of the second quarter draw on the 2nd of June 2017, Daddy Icken, finished Halo 5. It was part of his log, and that was from 165 completions. That's roughly two a day, so that's not bad for a summery, good weathery time. So congratulations to you, Daddy Icken. Mark, I'm sure we'll be in touch with you to organize your poison of choice. Congratulations. This week, to continue that, the new competition started now on the 1st of July, and it runs until the end of September. Every entry counts for your victory achieved. What victory achieved is you finish a game to the credits, you take a selfie as rude as you want, and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast. It'll be retweeted for your minute of fame. We'll read it out on the podcast, and you'll be entered into the draw. If you're part of the Year of the Living Game,
please do not make it rude.
Oh, do please, for a laugh.
No dicks. No dicks.
I don't say dicks. There don't have to be dicks. Why is dicks?
How many girl gamers do you know? There's like
exactly, Robin. Come on, out of all the people we know, it would be a dick.
Danny Xanax. There's
would be a dick.
Gary DeFelice.
That would be a dick.
Oh, all right. Anyway, people that have completed games this week. We've got Amras 89. He finished Doom. Daddy Icken finished Metro 2033 on the Xbox 360. Very good. Stu Leckie finished Enslaved Odyssey to the West. Fantastic game.
Yeah, I love that game, yeah.
Infected Psych finished Hatsumi Miku Future Tone, and he finished it to 100% completion. That's his kind of thing. Fair play to you. Colin Allcars finished The Order 1886 and loved it. Thought it was fantastic. And
There's two of us.
There you go. And myself finished Titanfall 2.
It was a fantastic movie.
And Super Hot. Play it now. Play Super Hot now. It's the most innovative game shooter that I have played in years. So that's it. Get your entries in. Keep them coming. And remember to send them to @OC_podcast. Do not send them to my personal Twitter @FungoTheSane. Please send them to @OC_podcast. Franco.
Excellent. Well done. You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. A victory's achieved.
That's love my that. Favorite jingle.
It's my favorite jingle too.
Love it.
Hey, real quickly, in fairness to The Order 1886, I made the joke. It was a wonderful movie. And I make that joke because I literally, the day that game came out, I jumped onto YouTube and I watched somebody live stream that game from start to finish. So it was like a movie to me. And it played perfectly as a movie. Go figure. All right. Look, if you want to be part of the show, it's super easy. You can be part of the show in the chat. Jump on to twitch.tv/OC podcast or get onto mixer.com/OC podcast or maybe even YouTube every Saturday, 11 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. on the East Coast, and you can be part of the show, listening in live, watching us as we record. If you are unfortunate enough and not able to join us live and you have to catch it on the replay, hey, we do have other ways to listen to the podcast, like on iTunes, on Stitcher, possibly other venues to come later down the road when we figure out how to do it, like TuneIn. We have different podcast clubs. I don't know why that was difficult to say. OC Podcast has a Xbox One club. We've got a PS4 community on OC Podcast community. We also have the OC Podcast Steam group. Yeah, I'm tired.
Don't forget.
I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for this jingle. No, I'm not going to mention the Discords. I can't mention the Discords.
We have got an Overseas Connection podcast server on Discord. So if you want to know,
are you serious, Mark?
Yeah, really? It's really popular. Yeah, you need to catch up, Holden.
I know. I have it. I have it. I do have Discord on my phone.
Bothered. I'll have to set up a second PUBG channel for the chatters because.
Well, yeah. Let's face it. Discord's not popular. It's PUBG's popular.
It's a PC Master Race thing.
All right, Mark. I've been told I cannot talk any further. I have to let you play a jingle now.
Yeah.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
You see, that was awesome. I got Charlie to re-record it. He lowered his voice and everything.
Charlie sounded sexy.
He did. That's brilliant. I love that.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounded like my mother. That was really good.
If that sounds like your mother, Robin, let me tell you, I'm going to have dreams about your mother now.
Bring her on over the next time, he says.
All right. Let's get this over with. Shout outs. Nicole, you get the honors.
Oh, thank you. You can get a hold of me, Nicole@ocpod.com, via email, at @OC_Amaryllis on Twitter, Amaryllis on the PS4, which eventually I will play one of these days. I promise, Sarah. And Amaranth on Xbox. And I wanted to shout out to Daddy Icken. He added me on Twitter and I followed him back. I do appreciate the ads. To y'all for this very, very fun, long-winded podcast. And to all of our chatters with whom we can't do this show because they're a lot of fun. Our listeners and those that join in this conversation that is absolutely insane. Mark?
I want to shout out Nicole for the brilliant hosting last week. She kept us on track. We didn't get derailed. It was on time, unlike this week. You can get me at Mark Alex. Yeah, at Mark Alex on Twitter. I am Mark Alex on all the gaming platforms, so that's the easiest way to get hold of me. I want to shout out Robin for being such a nice guy and supplying this mixer for me because I love it and I'm ever so grateful. Pilch and Duke. Pilch won the Rocket League competition on Veteran Gamers for the Steam code, but he doesn't even play on Steam. So he's collaborated with Duke and they've passed it on to me. So thank you very much. So I've got the Steam code for it now. So I've got Rocket League on the PC because I've been playing with my son's been playing it with the PUBG boys. And finally to Peds. Viva La Pedros, our sort of like standing host and former host of True School Games and the current host of Ped and Mellor Show. He gave me a lot of advice on how to set the mixer up and what microphone to buy and everything. So thank you very much, Peds. Over to Robin.
Yeah, I would like to shout out the guys in the chat tonight. They've absolutely been really, really fun.
Yeah.
If you haven't sort of tuned into a live show, do it because the chat is great crack. It's been so funny there tonight. And as I said in the chat, I aim to insult everybody at equal amounts. It's because it's a love thing. Take it as a fondness. So I don't mean to insult anybody. I really am a nice guy. Anyway, Cindy, congratulations. That's a great effort you've done. And, I can see Greg is very happy because he's getting his $500 back. Hopefully that'll happen. And ooh, separate accounts. Ooh. And yeah, that's it. I'm looking forward to Judith coming back tomorrow, even though she won't listen to this. And thanks for a great show. That's been lots of fun tonight. It's been lovely to get back onto the show again. Greg, take us home.
I am going to do so. I want to, of course, thank all the listeners. And as Nicole noted, you know, this definitely is only partially a show if you're not part of it. So we do appreciate all of the feedback and the interaction, both during the chat, during the live show, but also on Twitter, on our Facebook groups. You know, we really do appreciate the interaction. I do want a big shout out to Judith, Joshua, and Charlie.
Yay.
Because they showed me what real nice Irish people are like. So I really appreciated them. They were a delight to meet.
Where's Ireland?
Yeah. North of Mexico, Robin.
Thank
Come
you.
On. You know this.
Get it right, you will know. You?
Get it right. So yeah, it's been a lovely show, but honestly, we gotta go. Fire it up.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.
Shit, I forgot to turn off my Xbox. You just reminded me. Be right back.
Right.
What a lovely set of curtains.
Shut up!
Shut up! Okay. All right. Okay. Hello. How else?
Starting off on a positive note.
Some little bastard stole my nice flipping racing seat from the garage.
What? Yeah, you sound all squeaky again.
I'm squeaky. I'm on a stool.
Really squeaky.
Bastards. Oh well, I'll try and not move. I'm not moving. I'll stick. Oh,
you
God.
Like that, by the way?
You get so sick.
Oh, I got the cold of all colds this past week, man.
How come you all get so sick? And you're in that lovely warm country. You're just weak. It must be that football team.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm better looking, so it's okay.
Dear, fuck you. Sure.
Watching Cars 2. Mater.
Mater. You're the best Mater. Friend I ever had.
I like Mater. He's funny. Like,
Mater's
like
one of our favorite.
Funny. Like, stand-up, his stand-up is lacking. Funny. Not anymore.
Well, I don't want to play it and ruin the surprise. Do not want to play it?
No.
No.
You can save the surprise for the show.
I can mute it with my mix. Hang on. Right. Everyone here loves. Yeah, it's 5 seconds.
Okay.
So
it's not at all going to make us sound it like the Veteran Gamer Show.
And I just muted the wrong channel, so you did hear that, didn't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Bollocks.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I'll bring another one over.
No, it's. I mean, yeah, I would like. Can you personally deliver it?
Yeah, of course.
I would like hand delivery. That's appropriate.
Hand what?
Hand delivery.
Okay. I can
he
do
that.
He
wants a hand job. That's what he just asked for.
Whatever perks come with the shirt, man. Whatever perks come with the shirt. Flawless accent and a great taste, too. See, I've already tried it.
Have you really?
No.
Doesn't
no.
seem to be working.
No. It'll be a common theme throughout the show. Mm-hmm. It's show number 432, the show that Greg coughed.
Okay, so Judith just texted me a little while ago to say, I hope you're not leaving the kids in the house by themselves. And
technically you're not.
Yeah, well, Joshua's in there and I've sort of told him that Glenn's asleep in his room and he doesn't wake up. And if he does, come and get me.
Right. Where's Judith?
Excuse me.
Yes.
You know we've got a podcast to do.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. What the hell?
Robbie, I'm going to start rambling on then.
I know.
It's 4 minutes past we're late. Clear.
All right. And on that note.
That was fucking awful. Guys, you've got to get the act together. I mean, that was really fucking loose tonight. It was crap. Completely. There was no magic there whatsoever. There was nothing to, no gelling together. It didn't bounce off each other. It was fucking awful. In fact, it was bloody wonderful. That was a good show tonight. That was good.
It's just the way I like it.
Good fun. And no, the chat was really funny. There was lots of really good fun on there going there tonight. They were at it full tilt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I avoided looking. That would distract me to no end.
Yeah, so Gary was on his knees. It was his Danny's Annex.
Oh, fucking hell. You know, yeah, I was dying to say that. Let me scroll back.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.